ever felt just, buried under a mountain of digital tasks?
Constantly, yeah.
Like checking your calendar, waiting through emails, trying to find that one meeting slot that works. It's endless.
It really is.
I mean, what if you had like a super smart assistant that could just handle it, not just react when you ask, but actually sort of anticipate what you need and, proactively do things, freeing you up for the important stuff?
That sounds pretty good.
Well, stop wishing. This isn't science fiction anymore. It's becoming a tangible reality, and it's powered by something called AI agents.
Right.
So today, we're diving deep into a guide, a really comprehensive one, on how you can build your very own AI agent, like from scratch.
Even without coding experience.
Exactly. Even if you've never written a line of code.
Right.
The promise from the material we're looking at is, frankly, pretty incredible. It says by the end of this deep dive, you'll not only grasp the core power of AI agents, but you'll actually have the know-how to create a functional personal assistant, one that manages your schedule and emails automatically.
Wow.
So, yeah, let's get into it.
Yeah, let's do it. What's really fascinating here, I think, is how these AI agents represent a fundamental shift in how we interact with technology.
The shift how?
Well, they're not just about processing information or, spitting out an answer. They're about taking action.
Action, okay.
Think of an AI agent as like an intelligent computer program that can perceive its environment, understand what's going on,
right,
reason through situations, and then act independently to achieve a goal you've given it.
Ah, so it's moving beyond just simple automation. It's more like a digital partner.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's a great way to put it. Genuine digital partnership.
So it's not just smart. It actually does things. That's the game changer.
That is absolutely the core difference.
And what really stands out in our source material here is that these aren't your typical programs. First, they're autonomous. Which means you don't need to babysit them, right? You give it a mission and it figures out the path and just goes.
Precisely. And unlike traditional sort of rigid programs, AI agents are also incredibly adaptable.
Adaptable, meaning
they learn from experience. They're constantly figuring out the most optimal way to complete a task. Plus, and this is key, they have memory.
Memory, like remembering past conversations.
Exactly. They can recall past interactions, which lets them make decisions with full context. So they become more useful, more personalized over time.
Okay. And here's the bit that feels really transformative. They can use tools.
Yes.
This is called out as maybe the most critical differentiator. They aren't stuck in their own little digital box.
Right.
They can connect to and actually use the applications you use every day. Your Gmail, Google Calendar, Slack. Maybe even Notion, hundreds of services.
That's literally how they get work done for you in the real digital world.
Yeah, it's a bit like giving a super smart intern access to all your office software, isn't it?
That's a good analogy. This capability, it often raises a good question. How do these AI agents differ from other AI concepts people might already know?
Right, like chatbots or automation. Easy to mix them up.
Very easy.
Yeah, let's clear that up. So chatbots, like say, ChatGPT, they're amazing at taking your prompt and giving you an answer, right? Text, images, code.
Very good at generation.
You ask, it responds. But the limitation is clear. The conversation is kind of the end point. They can't then go out and like take action in other apps.
Exactly.
If you ask a chatbot, what's the weather like? It'll tell you. But it won't then go book you a meeting because it's raining or, order you a car. Its world stops at the chat window.
Right. Its interaction is contained. And you have traditional automation tools. Think Zapier or IFTTT.
Yeah, the if-then stuff.
Exactly. Right. These are excellent for executing a sequence of actions based on rules you pre-configure. Like if I got a new email from my boss, then automatically forward it. Simple. Effective for specific tasks.
But the limitation there is they can't really think or adapt, can they?
Not at all. If something unexpected happens, something not in the rule, they just fail. They're essentially fixed scripts. They can't improvise.
Okay. And that's where AI agents really shine. They're the perfect combo, it sounds like.
Exactly. They bring the intelligence, the reasoning of a chatbot, together with the action-taking ability of automation tools.
So they understand complex requests, analyze things, make smart decisions, and then use those tools to execute actions.
Yes. Imagine telling an AI agent, okay, check my emails from potential clients this week, look at my free time, suggest the three best meeting slots for next week, and then draft an invitation email for each one.
Wow. That's a whole other level. Traditional automation or chatbots just can't do that.
Not even close.
It's like having a smart assistant who can actually do what you ask, not just tell you how or give you information.
Precisely. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, an AI agent operates on this powerful four-step thinking action loop. That's what keeps it moving forward.
No, but loop, well, what are the steps?
It all begins with you setting a goal. You give the agent a specific task or maybe a general objective like, help me manage customer support requests.
Got it. Goal first. Then what?
Then the agent moves into information gathering. It uses its authorized tools, the ones you give it access to collect all the necessary data.
So reading emails, scanning the calendar, checking files, whatever it needs.
Exactly. Accessing Google Drive, checking order history in a shop system, anything relevant to understand the full picture.
Okay. Goal. Gather info. Next must be thinking.
You got it. Decision making. Based on the goal and all the info it's gathered, the AI model, which is essentially the agent's brain, reasons and decides on the best next action.
Like, should it answer a question directly, ask for more details, process a refund maybe?
Precisely. It's constantly evaluating the best path forward.
And finally, the magic happens. Action.
Yes. The agent doesn't just suggest. It actually uses its tools to perform the action it decided on.
Sending an email, creating a calendar event, updating a CRM system.
What's a CRM again?
Oh, sorry. Customer Relationship Management Tool, like HubSpot or Salesforce. Businesses use them to manage customer interactions.
Right, right. So it could update that or reply to a customer's message. It truly gets things done.
Okay, that loop makes sense. Goal, gather, decide, act. So to actually build one of these effective agents, what do you need? The guide mentions three essential components.
It does. Three core parts. First, there's the AI model or the brain. This is the core intelligence, providing all the reasoning and language smarts.
And you have choices here, like different AI brains.
You do. Open AI models like GPT-4o, Anthropic's Claude 3, Google's Gemini, or even Meta's Llama 3, which is interesting because it's open source. Gives you options for deep customization.
Okay, the brain. What's second?
Second is memory, or the experience. This is crucial, as we touched on. It allows your agent to remember previous interactions within the same session.
So it makes better decisions based on history. Provides consistency.
Exactly. And importantly, it learns from the actions it has taken. It gets smarter and more useful over time because it remembers what happened before.
Right. Brain, memory, and third must be the tools.
You nailed it. Tools, or the hands of the agent. These are what allow it to actually interact with the digital world and take action.
So connecting to services like Google Calendar?
To check or create events, yeah. Or Gmail to read and send emails. Slack for notifications.
Google Drive for documents. Notion for notes. These are the limbs that let it reach out and, you know, do stuff.
Perfectly put.
Thinking about real-world applications, the material we're looking at gives some fantastic examples of agents you could build right now.
Yeah, some really practical ones.
Like, imagine a personal email assistant.
Yeah.
One that automatically categorizes your emails, maybe filters spam better, drafts common replies for you, or even summarizes those super long threads.
That alone would be amazing. No more getting lost in your inbox.
Right. Or how about a social media content planner? Something that researches trends, schedules your posts across platforms, and maybe even analyzes engagement.
Or think about business uses. A customer service agent that answers FAQs 24/7, handles simple payment issues, or just gathers the initial info before escalating to a human. That could save so much time.
Definitely. You could even build a lead management agent. Imagine it tracking new leads from your website, sending personalized follow-up emails automatically.
Scoring those leads based on interaction, updating your CRM system.
Wow. The possibilities really are vast. It's about identifying those repetitive or time-consuming tasks in your own workflow, isn't it?
Absolutely. Finding those friction points.
Now, let's get to the nitty-gritty, the step-by-step guide on building your very first AI agent.
Okay, the fun part.
We're going to aim to create that personal assistant we talked about earlier, right? The one that manages your calendar and emails.
The one that checks the calendar, reads specific emails, suggests meeting times, and sends a report.
Exactly. Checks the calendar for the next 7 days, reads emails labeled client, analyzes both to suggest optimal meeting times, and then sends you a nice formatted daily report email with those suggestions.
And it runs automatically.
Yep, automatically every day at 9 a.m. And the best part, the guide says you can do this with no code.
How? What platform are they suggesting?
They recommend using a platform called N8N. Apparently, it's really visual, like a drag-and-drop interface.
Ah, N8N. Yeah, I know it. It's quite powerful. Visual workflow automation.
That's the one. No code needed, hundreds of app integrations built in, and it's pretty affordable, too, so perfect for getting started.
Sounds like a good choice for beginners, definitely.
Okay, so once you're on N8N, first step, set up your trigger. This is what kicks things off.
Right, the starting gun.
For our personal assistant, you'd choose a schedule trigger and set it to run daily at 9:00 a.m. Simple. Get your brief when you start your day.
And there are other triggers too, presumably. Manual ones for testing.
Yeah, manual trigger for testing or even a chat trigger if you wanted to build something more conversational later on.
Okay, trigger set. What's next?
Next, you literally click a plus button after the trigger and select the AI agent core itself. There's a specific AI agent node.
Oh, so that's the central hub, the brain box for the workflow.
Exactly. It acts as the central processing unit where all the intelligent decisions happen.
Got it.
After adding that node, you configure the AI model, the brain. Inside that AI agent node, you kick your AI provider, let's say OpenAI.
Okay, and which specific model?
The guide recommends GPT-4 Mini, says it's fast, super cost-effective, and great for beginners and these kinds of daily tasks.
Makes sense. You probably need an API key for that.
Yep, you need an OpenAI API key. Think of it like a password for NAN to use OpenAI's models. You get one from the OpenAI platform website and paste it into N8N.
And just a heads up for listeners, OpenAI API usage isn't free, but the mini model is usually very cheap for this kind of thing.
Good point. Very affordable for testing and running daily tasks like this. Okay, so brain configured. Then you add memory.
Right, the experience component.
Inside that same AI agent node, you add simple memory. For a daily report like ours, the guide suggests a context window length of 5 is fine.
So it remembers the last few steps or interactions.
Exactly. For something more complex, like that customer service agent idea, you'd increase it maybe 25 or more, so it remembers longer conversations.
Okay, memory added. Now for the tools, the hands.
Precisely. Next up, you connect the Google Calendar tool. This lets your agent read your schedule.
How do you set that up?
You configure it to get many events from your main calendar. Set the start time to now and the end time to 1 week from now.
Makes sense. Covering the upcoming week.
And crucially, you rename this tool something the AI can easily understand, like read appointments. Needs to be descriptive.
Good tip. Clear naming helps the AI know what tool does what.
Then you connect the Gmail tool for reading emails. This is for checking those important client messages.
Okay, similar setup.
Pretty much. Configure it to get many emails, maybe limit it to, say, 50, so it doesn't pull too much, and filter by a specific label, like client.
So you need to have that label set up in Gmail first.
Yeah.
And maybe a filter to apply it automatically.
Exactly. Good catch. You need to create that client label in your Gmail settings and ideally set up a filter so relevant emails get tagged automatically beforehand. And again, rename the tool clearly. Read client emails.
Okay. Calendar reading, email reading. What's the last tool? Sending the report.
You got it. For the final hand, you connect another Gmail tool, this one for sending the report email.
So same tool, different function.
Right. Set the operation to send, put your own email address as the recipient, and here's a key part. Enable the use expression toggles for both the subject and the message body.
Why is that important?
Because it lets the AI define the subject and the message content dynamically each time. It's not just a canned message. The AI actually writes the report for you based on what it found.
Oh, very cool. So it crafts the output itself.
Yeah. And rename this tool too. Maybe send a port email.
Calendar, reading email, sending emails, got the tools connected. What now? The instructions.
Now for arguably the most critical part. Writing the system prompt. This is basically the soul of the AI agent.
The job description you give the AI.
Exactly. You tell it clearly. You are a proactive scheduling assistant. Your job is to help me manage my time and client communications.
So define its role first.
Then you list its available tools. Read appointments, read client emails, send report email. And then you give it a really clear step-by-step workflow.
Like a mini program for the AI to follow.
Kind of, yeah. First, read appointments. Second, read client emails. Third, analyze both. Fourth, suggest optimal meeting times based on that analysis. Fifth, draft an HTML formatted report email. Sixth, send it using the send report email tool.
Wow, really specific.
And you even specify the exact structure you want for that report email. Subject line format, sections for schedule summary, email summary, meeting suggestions, and maybe recommended next actions.
That level of detail is absolutely paramount. It tells the agent exactly how to think and what output you expect. Less ambiguity means better results.
Totally. Okay, prompt written. Almost there. Next, you configure the memory session ID.
Why do you need that?
Since our agent is triggered by a schedule, not a chat, you need a fixed session ID for the memory, like just typing in daily report.
Ah, so the memory is consistent each time it runs automatically. It always uses the same memory slot for this daily task.
Exactly. Ensures it has the right context each day.
Makes sense. And then test it.
Absolutely. Testing your AI agent is crucial. Before you activate the automatic schedule, you swap the schedule trigger out for a manual trigger temporarily.
So you can run it on demand?
Yep. Click the test workflow button, and you can literally watch each node light up as it executes trigger, AI agent thinking, calendar fetch, Gmail read, Gmail send.
Like watching the digital gears turn.
It really is. And if you get errors, you know where to look. Double check your API keys. Maybe Google permissions weren't granted correctly, or that Gmail label wasn't set up right.
Standard debugging, but in a visual way.
Exactly. It's like watching a little digital ballet when it works.
Nice.
And once you've got that basic version working, the guide provides some excellent ways to expand and enhance your agent. Make it even better.
Oh, like what?
Well, you can improve your system prompts, get more specific, maybe ask for the output in a clear format like JSON, which is useful if another system needs to read it.
Or add examples.
Yes. Add examples for few-shot prompting. That's where you show the AI a couple of good examples of the output you want so it learns the pattern. You can also define specific tone of voice, formal, friendly, etc.
That makes a big difference. You can also probably use expressions for dynamic data, right?
Definitely. Allowing your agent to handle dates dynamically or pull specific customer names from earlier steps in the workflow makes it much more flexible than hard-coding things.
Absolutely. And beyond prompts, you can connect more tools, presumably.
For sure. Expand its capabilities further. Integrate with CRM systems like HubSpot or Salesforce, project management tools like Trello or Asana.
Or even databases like Airtable or Google Sheets to read or write data.
Yeah.
The more tools you give it, the more complex tasks it can handle.
Exactly. And for really critical tasks, maybe things involving money or contracts, you can design a human-in-the-loop workflow.
Ah, so the agent doesn't just run wild.
Right. The agent proposes an action, say, sending a specific contract email, but first, it sends an approval request to you, maybe via Slack or a simple email.
And only after you click approve or reply yes, it proceeds.
Exactly. It waits for your green light before executing the sensitive step. It's a smart way to maintain control and prevent mistakes on vital tasks.
That's a really important safety feature, which actually brings us to some crucial considerations around security when building these things.
Yeah, definitely need to talk about that. When you grant an AI access to your personal data, like email and calendar, privacy has to be top of mind.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You're allowing a third-party service, like OpenAI, to process potentially sensitive information.
So the principle of least privilege is key here, right? Grant only the minimum permissions necessary for the task. Don't give it access to everything if it only needs to read calendar events.
Precisely. And treat your API keys like gold, like passwords. Never share them publicly. Don't accidentally commit them to public code repositories on GitHub or places like that.
Good point. The material also warns about something called prompt injection. What's that about?
That's where malicious actors might try to embed hidden instructions within data the agent processes, like in the body of an email it reads.
To try and hijack the agent, make it do something unintended.
Exactly, trying to trick it into revealing information or taking harmful actions. So you need to be cautious about the data sources your agent interacts with, especially if they're from unknown or untrusted origins.
Okay, so be careful with permissions, protect keys, and be aware of potential injection. Anything else?
Just transparency. If your agent is going to interact with other people, like responding to customer emails, it's really important to make it clear they're communicating with an AI assistant.
Builds trust, manages expectations.
Exactly. It's just good practice.
Wow. Okay. We've covered a lot of ground today. We went from the foundational concepts of AI agents all the way to the practical step-by-step process of actually building your first one using N8N.
Yeah, quite the journey.
We really dug into the key distinctions, you know, highlighting how AI agents are different from chatbots and traditional automation, basically bringing intelligence and action together.
Mm-hmm.
And we explored their core principles, that ability to reason, to adapt, to remember, and maybe most importantly, to use tools to take action on your behalf.
And the personal assistant example really brought it home, I think, showing how achievable this is.
Yeah, even if you're totally new to this, it feels less like magic and more like a practical tool you can actually build.
And if we connect this to the bigger picture, building AI agents isn't just about simple automation or digital convenience, is it?
Seems like more than that.
It really is. It's about creating genuinely intelligent systems that understand and support your work. They can actually transform how you approach daily tasks, saving you time, reducing errors.
So the takeaway for the listener is?
It's that you now have the foundational skills to actually be a part of this AI agent revolution, not just watching it happen. You're empowered to build.
That's a powerful thought.
And the core principles we discussed today, the goal setting, the tools, the memory, the prompting, they apply to countless other applications. Your first AI agent might be simple, managing emails and calendars, but it's the foundation for building much more sophisticated systems later on. Systems that will unlock possibilities you probably haven't even imagined yet.
A future where our digital tools are more like proactive partners.
Exactly. Truly proactive partners. So the real question to leave everyone with is, what AI agent will you build next? The only limit, really, is your imagination.